Welcome to ESL RPG. On this week's episode, characters are created and, well, not quite finished.
Do we have some time left now?
Yeah, we've got a bit of time.
I was going to say if we have more time, we could start creating characters.
Oh, we can, absolutely.
Yeah, but if it's only 10 minutes, I don't know if that's enough. Because last time it took like 17 hours or so.
Well, we can at least get a head start on it.
Yeah, maybe. So, the only thing we'll be missing now is an arcane caster. An arcane caster is going to be essential. Maybe not at first, but...
Definitely towards the end,
though. Yeah.
I know this game.
Doesn't really matter stat-wise, but it's going to be more serious, so you might want to try and pin some good numbers on essential stats. So for a rogue, I guess that would be dexterity.
Dexterity is their attack, their main skill.
And I think for a cleric, wisdom?
Cleric wisdom is their spellcasting modifier. After that, they're going to want either constitution or strength to be their high stat. Constitution to take a lot of hits, strength to give a lot of hits. And depending on if they concentrate on long-term spells, for that you have to maintain concentration. Concentration is constitution checks. Well, you're going to start out with cleric, right?
Yeah.
And Tomoyo is going to be rogue, and rogue has thief or assassin or arcane trickster or
bounty hunter.
Bounty hunter is another one, I think, yeah. What's the background for your rogue?
So you've got like. I want to put my ex job as a real estate.
Real estate agent?
Realtor.
You can maybe do.
No.
Guild member. Guild merchant, you can do.
Guild merchant turned assassin. Wow. That's a really bad customers.
Okay, I'm giving you elvish. Nope, dwarvish. So, yes, dear. You used to be a guild merchant. You got the insight and persuasion from that. Personality traits, dear. I believe that anything worth doing is worth doing right. I can't help it. I'm a perfectionist. I'm a snob who looks down on those who can't appreciate fine art. Or I always want to know how things work and what makes people tick.
How people are.
I'm full of witty aphorisms and have a proverb for every occasion.
Well, I guess you just proved it.
I'm rude to people who lack my commitment to hard work and fair play. I like to talk at length about my profession. I don't part with my money easily and will haggle tirelessly to get the best deal possible.
Maybe the sudden?
I always want to know how things work and what makes people tick. That's one. I'm well known for my work and I want to make sure everyone appreciates it. I'm always taken aback when people haven't heard of me. Next, ideals. One ideal. Community, generosity, freedom, greed, people, aspiration. Freedom!
Freedom?
Freedom.
Everyone should be free to pursue his or her own livelihood. So some kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
Not lawful. But, Bond. The workshop where I learned my trade is the most important place in the world to me. I created a great work for someone and then found them unworthy to receive it. I'm still looking for someone worthy. I owe my guild a great debt for forging me into the person I am today. I pursue wealth to secure someone's love. One day I will return to my guild and prove that I am the greatest artisan of all. I will get revenge on the evil forces that destroyed my place of business and ruined my livelihood. Revenge? Love? Get lots of money so someone will love you. Okay. And flaw. I'll do anything to get my hands on something rare or priceless. I'm quick to assume someone is trying to cheat me. No one must ever learn that I once stole money from guild coffers. I'm never satisfied with what I have. I always want more. I would kill to acquire a noble title. That's why she became an assassin. I'm horribly jealous of anyone who can outshine my handiwork. Everywhere I go, I'm surrounded by rivals. I would kill to acquire a noble title.
Okay.
Yep. The cleric's domain. Is there only one healing domain? Or?
Oh, no.
They all heal.
They all have the option to heal. The domain sets the spells that you always have all the time and how you can channel divinity, for example. Like, here, channel divinity, preserve life.
Mm-hmm.
The life domain specifically does healing as their main.
Okay.
If you get up to a really high level, supreme healing, you automatically take the highest number possible for any healing spell.
Okay.
So no more rolling dice. You have the option of healing. All of them can do healing. So spell casting for cleric. You get access to all cleric spells at your level.
Okay.
At the beginning of each day, you prepare what spells you will be able to cast that day. And that's based on your wisdom modifier plus your cleric level, is the number of spells you can choose. So that's how you can heal even when you're not in the life domain. So even the death domain can heal.
Okay, thanks.
No worries. As an example, she's currently in nature domain, so a lot of animal-related stuff. Another interesting one is the war domain. That's when you're definitely a support cleric, buffing and making people fight better.
Okay.
And meanwhile, life domain, that is, main focus is stop people dying. Dear, what race would you like to be? Human, dwarf, halfling?
An assassin, right?
You could be a halfling assassin.
Like Chucky.
Like Chucky. You know what? Halfling assassin, your name is now Chucky.
No.
You don't want to be named Chucky? Okay, choose a name. Either way, I'm putting you down as a halfling. Okay, so two types of halfling, dear.
I'm deciding for you, dear.
Go with someone.
Halfling Lightfoot.
How exactly are you planning on doing the abilities?
The stats?
Yeah.
Well, roll.
Well, we've got time.
Depending on the race, there's an upper limit. And depending on the class, there's a lower limit. So as a paladin, you need at least 16 charisma. Because of your size, let's say you get at least 16 in strength.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, otherwise it wouldn't make much sense, right?
Not really, yeah. But anyway, let me pass out dice.
So humans have an upper limit of 18 for each stat. Dwarves have an upper limit of 19 for constitution, but a limit of 16 for dexterity.
Let's leave the race specific for those specific races.
Let me know which race you have, and then...
She's a halfling.
So halfling strength, let's say 16 max. Dexterity can go up to 19.
Okay. Four dice, take away the lowest. Three dice only.
Yeah. Let's do Vince's game. It's easiest.
Roll four dice, take away the lowest, add the rest. And then do that six times, seven times?
Seven numbers.
Seven. Yeah. Okay.
So you can choose.
Choose one to drop, okay. Seven. Well, I kind of don't want to drop the lowest because it's a six.
Oh, no, I mean, you can choose which one you drop.
And I think you mentioned a point buy on top of it?
Well, I mean, in your case, you need a minimum for your strength, right?
Yeah.
So, minimum for your strength and your charisma. So in that case, you can...
And I've definitely got a 5 of a maximum for my intelligence.
Yeah. So you can take from other stats to fill in those points until you reach the minimum.
Okay.
A cleric, what race do you have?
A little bit.
Halfling?
Two halflings.
So if you're a halfling, your strength can't be over 60 because of your size. But your dexterity can be 19. So if you're human, 18 for every stat is possible, up until 18. 19 is like super dexterous, really agile. If you want, you can, for example, this 13, you can take 2 points and put in another stats if you want to mix max your stats. Okay? So this is your total. So whichever 6 numbers you have, this is your total. And you can kind of take from this one, put in this one. But you can't go over the 18 for all stats, 16 for strength, and up until 19 for dexterity. But if you're a cleric, dexterity doesn't really matter. I think dexterity does... Does it affect your armor class?
The armor you wear affects the maximum bonus you can add from your dexterity to your armor class.
Okay.
And yes, your dexterity does affect your armor class. Going back to here, that's 5 points I can put somewhere else. 10 for dexterity, because... Now, I will tell you, Jeffrey, that's with 5 points that I've got to throw around in different places.
So, can I see strength as well?
Strength, 17, because plus 3 for the from the racial bonus.
Okay.
Dex, 10, con, 13, int, 5, wisdom, 11, charisma, 16.
Okay.
But I've still got 5 points I can add around. I could start with 20 strength.
Okay, because of your race, I'd say 20 is the max you can have. Yeah, I'd say 20 is definitely more in league with your character.
Okay, then I'm also going to raise the constitution because wisdom is... I'm only going to be able to raise it 2 points, but still raise it 2 points, 15. That's kind of important for a paladin. That is very done.
Okay, what about your equipment?
Done.
How much gold do you have to start with?
Starting gold, I have not listed.
Okay, let's say every character can start with 100 gold.
Okay, let's finish you now, dear. Your turn to roll. Anyways, I'm going to say right now, dear, your highest is definitely... You're definitely going to want your highest in dexterity. You get a +2 racial bonus for dexterity. So let's put that 17 in dexterity. Mm. Next after that, probably wisdom.
Okay, 14. Intelligence.
Okay, intelligence, 13. Oh, that's why. This is stopped because you need to choose.
Oh, you can use charisma.
Yeah, your cantrips first.
Like charisma is how well you can...
Sacred flame is a damage one.
Like
guidance is
talk,
try to do something. Resistance is helping someone on stage.
Constitution is how...
Spare the dying is somebody is dying. And
like how much pain
saves.
You can take.
Boom.
Like how healthy...
Now they're not making death saves anymore.
12. Okay. And then 12 for strength.
Are these for just standard clerics?
5 strength is not
enough. Every cleric is the
sorry?
Same.
5 strength is not enough, right?
Well, if
no.
you have if you have
5 strength, you wouldn't be able to hold a bottle. It'd be too heavy.
It's like me. My 5 strength, I can't really hold a conversation. But I keep trying.
Okay, so 13 for charisma.
13
for constitution. But the constitution is 12.
Constitution 12, charisma 13.
And strength.
Strength 12.
Now, like you were saying, if you want, you can shift points around to make one stat lower, one stat higher. I would say don't worry about it too much.
It's pretty clear.
I think even damage for a rogue is from dexterity more than strength.
Oh, yeah, dexterity, definitely. I don't know about 5th edition. Maybe 2nd edition depends on the type of weapon you use.
It must be a finesse weapon to do that. But yes, dexterity is your damage as well as your 2 hits. Now let's take care of your armor. I think leather armor is the starting armor for done there. No shield. Okay, skill proficiencies. Choose 4. Acrobatics, athletics, deception, intimidation, investigation, perception, performance, sleight of hand, stealth.
Investigation.
Okay, I mean...
Investigation you will need
to find
traps. They
cremate the bodies anyways.
Done.
Like,
head back up. Did you put in your abilities? Mai, do you know what kind of character you want to make?
I need a mage.
Okay. We do need a magic user, yes.
You know, like David's character.
Yeah.
From Vince's game. Yeah, like
yeah,
Bob.
Like Bob.
Yeah, that's arcane magic. One's character will use, like, healing, buffing, you know, like, talking to animals.
I will turn people into animals. Because they displease me. Yes, definitely. You've got your background already. Okay. Choose 2 from history, insight, medicine, persuasion, or religion.
Human or halfling?
I don't know. I'd say for this game, it doesn't matter. But you already have 1 halfling.
2 halflings.
2 halflings.
Oh, okay.
But you can play a halfling if you really want to. It's up to you.
Okay. So
I'd say for the narrative of the story, being a human might
leather armor, no disadvantage,
be more fitting. Like, the story will make a little bit more sense,
all the
but it's not essential.
Oh,
okay.
Like, if you're a halfling, I mean, the story won't fall apart.
Yeah.
It'll just, like, some things might be a little strange, but...
Just keep in mind, if he tells you to do a stealth roll, roll it twice
human.
And take the lower.
Okay.
So human, male, female.
Moving on. Light crossbow or a simple weapon, any simple weapon.
I mean, that doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
Just, that's just up to you what you want to roleplay as. Like, if you want to roleplay as a man, go for it.
But I can't talk like a man.
Okay. So, a female, human, wizard.
Okay, moving down.
Well,
priest pack or explorer's pack.
Okay, so roll seven times. So every time you roll the three pack, highest numbers, add them up and write another seven times.
Equipment, packs.
13.
This is everything in a priest pack. Blanket, candles, tinderbox, alms box. And yes, I forgot. You automatically get a shield, just because. There is an interesting thing to note with your shield. Your shield takes one hand. Your warhammer is a versatile weapon. It being versatile means you can use it both as one hand and as two hands.
Okay.
If you use it as one hand, you just do 1d8 damage plus strength. If you use it two-handed, you're putting in more power, but you're not using the shield.
Okay.
But you get an extra damage up to 1d10 plus 1, is the thing to remember there. And my... Okay, race?
Human.
Okay, you get one extra language from being a human?
Okay, halfling language.
Class?
Human.
Wizard. Okay, and school? You don't have to choose a school, but choosing a school gives you certain advantages for spells in that school.
And you don't get disadvantages?
Don't see any here. Okay. For example, conjuration. The gold and time you must spend to copy a conjuration spell into your spellbook is half.
Okay, so there's actually no disadvantage of picking a school. There's just advantages.
There's just extra advantages.
Okay, so you don't get locked out. I was wrong. Whichever spells you like the most. What do you want to do? Change it to a cat.
Conjuration is summoning animals.
That's conjuration.
Yeah, conjuration.
Yeah.
Abjuration.
Oh, that's like protection from magic?
Yeah, Beacon of Hope is abjuration.
Right, so like shielding against magic. Spells, yeah. Mostly.
Divination is finding the future. Enchantment is giving extra magic to things. Evocation, that's the elements. Yeah. Your earth, wind, and fire, that's evocation.
Necromancy is raising the dead.
Necromancy is raising the dead, but it also includes life magic.
Yeah, so raising. Yeah, so not just like raising someone to be like undead, but like bringing back to life. So it's not so necromancy isn't evil in itself. Mm. Can be used for evil, but
absolutely can be used for evil. You can make skeletons.
Oh, which isn't a bad thing.
Yes, you can make a skeleton like Bob Jr.
No, but I don't want you to think that like making a skeleton to fight for the party, it won't drop your reputation.
The act of raising skeletons or zombies from the dead itself is not evil. The act of raising innocent townsfolk or people you specifically kill to turn into skeletons, that could be a little evil.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but people who tried to kill you first and then they died and then you raised them.
Yeah.
So that's one. School of Transmutation is like changing yourself, changing others.
Yeah, that's the turning people into animals school. Or turning people into furniture. If people really make you angry, you can make them into a bed and then use that bed.
I'm going to say though, like further on in the game, you'll meet enemies that have like real high magic resistance. So it won't be easy to polymorph them into a chair or a sofa. You know, or a dust. But like I said, like doesn't matter which one you pick because you'll still be able to cast any other spells.
Job duration.
Okay.
Because I'm a human.
Okay, cantrips. These are the spells you can do without having to spend any energy. You can choose three. Light is make light. Mage hand. A small hand floats around and can pick up small tiny things.
Mm-hmm.
Minor illusion is a minor illusion. Mending is fixing stuff. Message is a small message you send to someone. Poison spray is you spray people with poison. Prestidigitation is the do lots of stuff, like make a tiny flame or clean something. Ray of frost, shocking grasp, those are damage ones. Thunderclap, that's a damage one.
So shocking grasp is like your hands become electrified. You touch someone, they get
chaser, chaser, chaser.
But you have to touch the. So you can do it from a distance. You have to touch the. I kind of wonder if you shocking grasp on a body of water, would it work?
If somebody is in there, the general rule of thumb is they get damage amplified.
And same thing for metal armor.
Do you want damage spells, or do you prefer, like, practical spells?
That's a Merlin thing.
Yeah, prestidigitation, yeah.
I'm interested in that and message.
So like, message is like...
like texting.
Oh, okay.
Texting.
Yeah.
Texting in the air.
Texting.
Very short message to someone you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like sending sending a line to someone.
Where does it show up?
In their head. Prestidigitation message light. Okay. Spellbook. You can choose 6 first level spells. Any one of those with an R, that means you being a wizard, you can cast it without spending a spell slot, but you need to spend 10 minutes doing the whole ritual from the book. So, for example, comprehend languages. Hold on, guys. I got this. 10 minutes later. Okay, guys, I got about 5 minutes. Let's talk.
Let me make up the rules for the familiar.
Okay.
If a wizard has a familiar, they get 10 extra health points as long as the familiar is still alive.
Okay.
If it dies, they lose 1 point of constitution permanently. But that's only if you have a familiar. But if you have the familiar, it acts as a creature you can control. It's not really strong.
Ooh, magic missile.
Oh, magic missile is really good. Really, it's kind of weak at first, but I think as you grow in levels, you get more missiles.
Can't imagine.
You make 3 darts. Those darts hit whatever target you want automatically.
That's how
she wants that
one. Magic missile.
Well, that's like the wizard spell of D&D, right?
Yeah. Mage armor, that is a useful one for mages. Mage armor or shield. Mage armor.
It's like, as a wizard, you can't wear heavy armor. Because, you know, if you wear heavy armor, you can't cast spells.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cast shields, your, like, armor class, your protection goes up.
Well, both of them, yes. If you do mage armor on yourself, your base armor goes from 10 to 13, and you can still add your dexterity mod. If you do shield, that you do as a reaction to an attack, and for one turn, it increases your armor class by 5, and automatically blocks magic missile.
For one turn.
Just for one turn.
But it's only as a reaction.
It's a +3 increase over a long time, or a +5 increase over a short time. Is the difference between mage armor and shield. I prefer mage armor. It lasts longer. Okay, 3 more.
If I can make a suggestion.
Please.
Especially at lower levels, like at the start of the game, you're gonna be facing like bigger groups of weaker enemies. If you can put them to sleep, you know, you can just like kill them off one by one while they're napping.
Sleep, that is an option.
Well, sleep is area of effect, though, right?
Well, sleep, it's less area effect and more anybody within the 90-foot range. You roll 5d8 up to that many hit points of creatures. So, for example, low-level characters are maybe 1 to 5 hit points. Rats are like 2 hit points apiece. So you cast sleep and you roll 5d8. You roll something average like 20. That's 10 rats that are asleep.
An enemy that's asleep. So you always roll d20 to see whether you hit, right? So a target that's asleep, anything but a 1 will hit it. So only if you roll a 1, you miss.
To be more accurate for 5e, you actually get advantage.
Oh, really?
So you roll twice and take the higher number
right.
automatically. And anything that hits it is an automatic critical, is the way sleep works for 5e. Alarm is when you're going to sleep, you set it up in a perimeter, and anything that crosses that perimeter wakes everybody up.
I mean, now you have magic missile, which is damage. So sleep, which puts in now mage armor to protect yourself. Feather fall, in case you
chromatic
fall down.
Orb.
Does acid damage?
Your choice. You make a ball. You throw that ball at someone. You choose acid, cold, fire, lightning, poison, or thunder for the type of damage. And if it hits, it's 3d8 of that damage.
Anything dangerous in the ball.
Here's a ball of all things dangerous. Catch!
Yeah.
Oh, it hit your face!
That's a pretty good spell. I mean, it's only one creature, though, but it's pretty good. Especially because it's different, you know, it's like whichever you want, like fire or acid or frost, so, yeah.
Yeah. If you know what an enemy's weakness is, put it in the ball, chuck it at him. Okay, chromatic orb.
A fun one, charm person. So if you're fighting someone, you cast Charm Person,
they
become
like
your friends.
You.
They become your friend. They stop fighting. And
you're my friend.
For this game, if you manage to charm someone, you know, like an enemy, then you can talk with them. And they'll be like, they'll treat you like your best friend. They'll tell you anything.
Okay. Jumpers. There we go. That's all your spells chosen. Okay.
What will Mai's character's background be? What will Ryan's character be? And will Eri use that voice this entire game? Find out next time. Thank you for listening to ESL RPG. This podcast is recorded at MT English School in Toyama, Japan.